Tonight, it's a sad night for us, but I hope that we can do what we need to do to justify the loss of Councillor Freeman and make the family understand that we certainly miss her and worked with her for a long time and appreciate the work that she was able to do for us for so many years. Okay, and I'll start off by saying what I've got here. I have had the privilege of working with alongside Councillor Sally Freeman throughout both of our political careers. Sally was a dedicated public servant whose commitment to the Quinte West community and its residents was truly inspiring. Passion for improving our city's emergency response capabilities was unmatched. She played a key role in the development of the Quinte West Fire Rescue Headquarters and Station 1, a project that stands today as a lasting testament to her leadership and vision. Sally's legacy of service, compassion, and commitment will be remembered and cherished by all who had the privilege of knowing her. On behalf of Council, City staff, and the residents of Quinte West, I extend sincere our deepest condolences to her family, friends, and loved ones. She will be deeply missed, but her impact on the community will never be forgotten. So, and yeah, so the next one is CEO Sangelo.
Thank you, Worship, and please bear with me as I try to get through this biography of Councillor Freeman. Sally Freeman dedicated her life to public service, beginning in 1995 when she was elected as an alderman for the City of Trenton. Leadership and commitment to the community were instrumental in shaping significant initiatives, including overseeing the historic amalgamation of Quinte West in 1998. A proud resident of Quinte West since 1977, Sally excelled in her career as a real estate agent at Leon's Furniture Store in Trenton, always prioritizing customer service and community engagement. Sally took great pride in the advancements she witnessed in Quinte West, from the introduction of a city bus service to the growth of local businesses and services. Healthcare and public safety were particularly close to her heart. She was deeply involved in the construction of the new Quinte West Station 1 headquarters, strengthening the city's emergency response capabilities. As a councillor, Sally represented and advocated for the residents of Quinte West with passion, integrity, and unwavering dedication. Her legacy of service and commitment to the betterment of her community will be remembered and cherished by all who knew her. Sally's celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 14th, at the Trent Port Marina from 2 to 5. Thank you.
I'll ask, we'll start with Councillor Kunze and work this way. Comments, further comments, please.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Our city and I are going to miss your fire, Sally, when it came to helping people and making Quinte West a better place. Thanks so much.
First of all, I'd like to express my condolences to the family. Thank you for being here. Excuse my voice. When one looks back upon the history of Quinte West and the various councillors who have served our community and continued to serve, the one name that stands out amongst the many is the name Sally Freeman. What stands out most about this great city councillor is that she was a pillar, a person who helped pave a path and build upon the foundation for other women to join her and others on city council. I'm sure councillors Karen Sharp, Linda Reed, Shelley Stadall, former councillor Leslie Roseblade, and others will attest to this observation. Sally battled an unforgiving illness for the past number of years, but because of her intestinal fortitude, courage, and love for this community, Sally stared it straight in the face and went the extra innings to complete her mission. We will all miss Sally, yet her presence is not only being felt tonight, but will be honored and respected for generations to come. Rest in peace.
Thank you, and my condolences to the family. It is an honor to say a few words about Councillor Sally Freeman. She was a remarkable woman and a true trailblazer. Sally served on the very first Quinte West Council and dedicated 30 years to public service at a time when there were very few women in municipal leadership. She was a strong, steady voice, one who spoke with conviction, compassion, and an unwavering commitment to her community. Personal note, Sally gave me a strong, sound advice that I continue to carry with me. Her wisdom guided so many of us, and though she may be gone, I can still hear her voice encouraging me to stay the course and to keep serving the people of our community with integrity and heart. Sally will be deeply missed, but her legacy of leadership and strength to live on is with us all, and it was a privilege to serve alongside her.
I would like to extend my deepest condolences to Sally's daughter, Jennifer, her son, Paul, daughter-in-law, Tamara, and granddaughter, Lane, and her extended family. Pardon me. I had the privilege of knowing Sally for over 20 years. It started when she and my husband, Keith, were on council together, and we began our friendship. Then we worked together as colleagues on council. I always admired Sally for her dedication to Quinte West, always doing what was best for the city as a whole. And during the past 2 years, I admired her for the incredible inner strength she displayed. Holding everything together for her family and friends while managing her challenging health condition, Sally never gave up. She simply found ways to carry on and thrive. Sally and I spent countless hours talking on the phone and trying to go on little adventures, like visiting City Hall one last time. Sally loved every minute of that excursion, as did I, and all the staff and friends we saw that day. I will miss my friend dearly, and will forever hold her friendship and our time together in my heart. On behalf of the Reed family, I would like to let Sally's family know how much she was loved, how fondly she will always be remembered.
Thank you. I'd also like to offer condolences to the family. What I'll remember most about Sally is she really cared about Quinte West. Even when she was sick, she'd phone me, give me advice. And when I first was elected counselor, I remember speaking, I was very mad. She phoned me up and she said, "Dave, you got to relax and don't look so mad." And I've tried to do that.
We often speak of our forefathers and how their insight helped shape our future. Well, I'd like to call my friend and colleague Sally Freeman a foremother of our city. Sally was the last to speak prior to the vote that took place in 1997 with regard to the amalgamation of Trenton, Frankfort, Sydney Township, and Murray Township, which became known as the City of Quinte West after that vote. According to an article published at the time, her positive and passionate speech carried the day. I'd like to think of her as the birth mother of our great city. Sally strived every day to ensure that Quinte West was the best for all of her citizens. Having known her has made me a better person. Rest in peace, my friend.
Yes, my condolences to the family. I first served and got to know Sally in the 1990s as I was a Murray councillor along with Mayor Harrison at the time, and we were part of the negotiations to this marriage that finally ended up as Quinte West. I've served the last 25 years with Sally, and I can say it's been an honor and a pleasure, and I consider her not just my colleague, but a great friend. It was a great loss. It's still hard to accept, and I know she had a hard fight on her hands this last couple of years, but just the week before she passed, we had a council meeting, and she was there virtually, and her voice was as strong as if you didn't know anything was happening, she was still Sally, and it is still hard to accept. But she was a great friend and colleague, and it was an honor to serve with her. And I know she's not going to be forgotten. She left a great mark, and it was a great pleasure to know her. Thank you.
I also want to offer my deep condolences to Sally's family and loved ones. Given the breadth of her career, I only knew Councillor Freeman for a short time, especially compared to some of my colleagues here today. I wanted to share some thoughts nonetheless. When I think of Sally, I think first about her love of Quinte West. She served on councils, as many have mentioned, for both the city of Trenton and the city of Quinney West for nearly the last 30 years. That is a remarkable accomplishment and speaks to her tremendous dedication to the community. Service is especially noteworthy in this era of growth and population change. She had such a deep knowledge of the people and events that have shaped our community over the previous generations, and preserving that knowledge and shared history is ever more valuable as we grow. When I think of Sally, I also think of a trailblazer. As has been noted, she was a woman who served in a leadership role in two different municipalities over her career, beginning at a time when there were more barriers and significantly less female representation in municipal or any level of politics. When I think of Councillor Freeman, I also think of taking on big things. She was chosen to be a member of the Amalgamation Committee that would work to blend four different municipalities into a totally new one. Such a monumental task. She was a tireless advocate for healthcare and delivering it to our community. I always respected her strong views and no-nonsense attitude, and I'm thankful that she served our community.
Many people remember Councillor Freeman as being a passionate supporter of Quinney West and promoting our city's charm whenever possible. My fondest memory, though, is when Sally found out that I was going to run for council. She was genuinely encouraging. Many people in politics are not as supportive, especially when you're running in the same ward. Team mindset is just one of the many reasons Sally will be missed around our table. Your courageous battle has ended. May you rest in peace.
Dear. I met Sally when I started work in Trenton in 1995. Some of you are here. Sally was an alderman at the time, and I'm the manager of recreation. Together, we went through, thank you, Mayor, the amalgamation of Quinney West in 1997. Working together for 30 years, we became good friends. We attended many conferences, Sally liked those, as you know, and many events together. Sally loved Crème Caramel, which we often was served at the galas, and she always took mine. It was just a tradition. She took it before it was served, almost. Sally's closet was full of dress clothes and blazers, mostly red, which I could borrow, and I did often. She always dressed like a proud counselor and lady. We have many memories of things that went well, things that did not. Sally was one of the first counselors, if you did not know, to start trail development in Quinney West in 1996 when we were Trenton, with the funds from the Waterfront Regeneration Trust, starting with the back of Front Trail and the connection under the bridge, the Fraser Park Marina, was one of her first projects. She started out, she was so proud of that. We all know how hard she advocated for health care and the support to our hospital and community health care programs. Her mom was ailing for some time, and she really wanted to help and support health care services. Sally had, as been mentioned, a strong, determined voice, and she used it to represent the citizens, and sometimes she used it on me to give advice. She really enjoyed serving on the former Protective Services Committee, and she liked working with John and all the firefighters. Sally loved her family, her cat Frankie, her friends, her fish and chips, and her community. She even had a license plate with Quinney West on it. Sally is one of the strongest women I have ever met. Thank you, Sally, for your leadership, your friendship, and your strength. Rest in peace.
Thank you, Your Worship. My condolences to the family. Although new to Quinney West, I have been a counselor for many years in Belleville, and we hear a number of counselors mention her love for the Quinney West area, but Sally and I sat on the very first Bay of Quinney Marketing Board, which represented the whole Bay of Quinney area, and Sally was concerned about the whole Bay of Quinney area and bettering that, not just Quinney West. And we've often heard around the table, very strong and determined. And one thing that I mentioned to a friend the other day when they said, what was it like working with Sally? I said, I always knew what Sally was feeling, and she was very strong, but she was also very respectful to all of us, which made it so her words were so meaningful. And right to the very end, she had that strong voice in her, and she will be missed around this table.
I just want to say one more thing, and then I'll turn it over to CEO Angelo. Sally and I went to Alert in 2017. And she didn't like the cold to start with, but she was determined to get there, and we did. And I know there's a picture of her there standing by a pole, but yeah, I thought I could find it, but I've lost it. But anyways, it was a good trip. Yes. They say there are animals there. Well, I didn't see any, but Sally said she saw some white hair or something, but everything was white to me and very cold, but it was a good time. So, yeah. Thanks for all you've said. Now, I'm asking Councillor Sharp and Councillor Reed to, I'm sorry, Chris, you're on. Sorry.
Thank you, Worship. I think it's an opportune time now, if you will, Your Worship, for all of us to take a moment of silence. Just as general reflection of Councillor Freeman. Thank you, Worship.